Romans chapter 16 and verse 1. The Apostle Paul writes, I commend you to Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church in Cenchrea, that you may receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and assist her in whatever business she has need of you, for indeed she has been a helper of many and of myself also. So this evening we're looking at another bit part, another character from either the Old or New Testament who is barely mentioned, but the fact that they are mentioned means they're worthy of consideration. And tonight's is Phoebe. We really don't know very much about her. What we do know, we find in these two verses, and quite clearly she is somebody whom the Apostle Paul holds in very high regard. What do we know about her in verse 2? Well, she has helped him. We're not too sure how she has helped him. He's writing the book of Romans probably from the city of Corinth. Cenchrea is nearby. So chances are the Corinthian church planted the church at which Phoebe is ministering, and that while Paul has been in Corinth, she has been helping him. Scholars often suggest as well that she is the one who actually carried the letter of the book of Romans. Paul wrote it, the Holy Spirit inspired it. It is likely that Phoebe is the one who carried it. But she hasn't just confined her helpfulness to Paul. We're told also in verse 2, she has been a helper of many. Who are the people she has helped? We do not know. Has she been helping them in a practical way? I imagine so. We're told in verse 1 that she is a servant of the church. That might mean that she is an office holder, a deaconess, or it might mean something rather more general. I suspect it means something rather more general. I think she is somebody who serves the members of that church. And the reason I don't think she's an office holder is that she's taken a long gap in that ministry to carry the letter to Rome, which would not perhaps be appropriate for an office holder, but it might be appropriate for somebody who has her heart set on serving the gospel, serving Paul, and serving many. So we don't know what she has been doing. I think she's been carrying a letter. She had to look after it. She had to make sure it got there in one piece. She had to protect it, and I think she has done all of that very well. And yet there is a sense perhaps in verse 1 or 2, verse 2 in particular, that she might not be accepted. The impression I get from the Roman church is that they're a fairly balanced group of people. They're not, though, perhaps very mature in the faith, although I think by the time they got to the end of the book of Romans, they had grown considerably in their theological knowledge and their application of the gospel. Those of you who've been coming on a Thursday evening as we have been going through the book will know that there is some deep theology in it. And then towards the end, there is the practical outworking. Having received the grace of God, having been called as a child of God, one must therefore act and behave like it. And Phoebe, I have no doubt, fits that bill. So Paul says in verse 2 that you may receive her in the Lord. Receive her as a fellow believer. Accept her because she is part of that same family every Christian is a part of. Again, in verse 1, he refers to her as being our sibling in the family of God. The Lord is our father, but we are brethren. And Phoebe is such. So he urges the church that they may receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy. Is there a suggestion that perhaps they won't do? Is it because she's a woman? Is it because in a former life she'd been a slave? Is it because of some ethnicity we don't know about? The name Phoebe would rather suggest she was a Greek, but of course that means That could mean any number of nationalities, really, in the ancient world. Certainly the Romans as a people were inclined to look down on anybody who wasn't Roman, much as the Greeks were inclined to look down on people who weren't Greek, and the Jews were inclined to look down on people who weren't Jewish. Racism is not a 20th century invention. So why might they not receive her? I don't know. It might be that the general gist of the Roman epistle, or get your theology right and then get your lifestyle right, that he is now saying to the Romans, you've read my letter, you've heard it read to you, you've probably heard it read several times. Phoebe is going to be your first kind of test. Be generous to her. Be kind to her. Accommodate her. Feed her. Do anything she needs. She has helped me. She's helped other people. She sounds like just the kind of person you need in any church. If the Romans had their wits about them, they will rejoice that Phoebe was the one chosen to carry that letter. And yet, they are asked to help her in whatever business she has need of you. That sounds a little bit like a blank check. Paul is saying to the Roman church, here is a woman who is a great helper to me, a great helper to other people. I want you to be a great helper to her. Because in helping her, you help me. What is her business referred to in verse 2? I don't think, like Lydia, she's a businesswoman. I don't think these are secular concerns. Whatever Phoebe has in mind, or whatever the Apostle Paul has in mind, is not specified here. But I get the impression that Paul is able to trust this woman. She's not a freeloader. She's not a loafer. She's not somebody who'll take advantage of the Roman church's hospitality. If she requires, for example, a sum of money, or if she requires some physical help, it will be for the Lord's glory. I think Paul holds her in such high estimation that he knows that if Phoebe needs something or wants something, it should be given to her immediately, because her motives are right, her intentions are godly, and it is all to the glory of God. Phoebe, the name, means bright or radiant. According to one, it can also mean purity. I don't suspect that when her parents were giving her that name, they were acting prophetically. I suspect they were pagan Greeks and didn't know much about the God of heaven. And yet, certainly, I think she's a woman who lives up to her name. She's been with the Lord at least 1900 years. I don't think there's much time in heaven. It might be she's only just arrived. But anyway, from an earthly point of view, she's been gone a long time. And yet these simple two verses which the Apostle Paul wrote about her, which I know people have preached upon, but certainly when you're reading through the letter, you will tend to, you know, rush through them because you're looking for something a bit meatier. In these two verses, Phoebe continues to shine her light. She continues to radiate not only the love of God, but the kind of service the people of God ought to be offering. They are to receive her in the Lord, to receive her because of the mutual Lord they have. The Lord of the Roman Church and the Lord of Phoebe is the same one, the Lord Jesus Christ. And in a manner worthy of the saints. Well, of course, we know that a saint here is just a believer. Paul is not suggesting that Phoebe's corpse has performed three miracles which have been verified by a committee in Rome, far be it. She is a saint, a child of God. She is a sinner who has been forgiven. So in one respect, a Christian really is no better than anyone else. It's not that we're more righteous than the people out there on the street. It's that we know that we've sinned and that we've had to flee to God for forgiveness and grace. And yet, it is a wonderful honour to be a child of God? If you knew, if I knew truly how privileged we are as Christians, if we knew what a fabulous home is awaiting us, if we begun to realise the depth of the riches of Christ, of which the scriptures speak, but only briefly, and with many gaps in between. If we knew that, then we would receive each other and treat each other and regard each other in a way which is becoming. The Lord Jesus said, in a different context, but there is a crossover here, what you do for the least of my brethren, you do for me. Phoebe, I think, is a wonderful example. Only two verses worth of scripture are devoted to her, but she is a good example. But Paul, I think, feared she might be rejected for reasons which are not clear. And he says to the Roman church, whatever she was, or from whatever people group she has come, whatever her level of education, receive her with honour. Because of your Lord and hers, because she is saint, a spirit-filled, blood-washed child of God, and also because she is a good example to you and a great help to me. Would that we were all rather more like Phoebe. Amen.